Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Papa John's International, Inc. NASDAQ. PZZA, Q2 2023 Results Conference Call August 3, 2023 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Papa John's International, Inc.'s Q2 2023 results reflect the company's focus on maintaining operational efficiency despite market challenges. High inflation and changing consumer behavior have caused unforeseen difficulties, but the CEO drew attention to the company's efforts to utilize data, roll out new menu items, and optimize their sales channels. Key takeaways include the 2% comp sales growth and year-over-year margin improvement at their company-owned restaurants. Despite this positive performance, lower-than-expected domestic franchisee sales impacted overall outcomes. The company now expects flat to 2% North America comp sales growth in fiscal 2023, but has not adjusted the target of 2-4% annual growth. Internationally, Papa John's experienced 1% comp sales decrease, primarily due to declines in their largest international market, the UK. The company aims to combat this by investing in marketing, menu innovation, and operational improvements in the UK. Despite market headwinds, Papa John's remains confident in its growth strategy and its ability to meet long-term expectations. The company adjusted its annual net new unit growth rate to 5-7%, aiming to open 1,150-1,400 units between 2022 and 2025. Papa John's recently purchased 91 UK restaurants that had been run as franchises, a shift that will prove neutral to the company's operating income and EPS. Total revenues for the company's second quarter fell $8 million to $515 million, due to a decrease in year-over-year revenues primarily affecting the brand's North America commissary segment. While this partially reflects lower sales volumes at franchise restaurants and reduced commodity prices, it was partly offset by growth at company-owned restaurants. Adjusted operating margins also declined, but this was offset by anticipated higher G&A expense due to the franchisee conference. The UK market is now the company's largest, offsetting declines there through expansion into other international markets. These developments were revealed in a recent earnings call. Papa John's is focusing on offering better value to its customers through its organic channels, such as its loyalty program, Papa Rewards. The company claims that the majority, 85%, of its business now comes from digital channels, with an increasing proportion coming from aggregator platforms. While acknowledging that changes in the behavior of aggregator users, becoming less price-sensitive and more like the general population, have to some extent leveled the playing field, Papa John's still believes its organic channels provide a better deal. The company also confirmed its intention to gradually increase its use of organic drivers for deliveries. Challenges include recent rises in food costs, but margin improvements are expected as the company becomes more efficient, even expecting to track towards flat year-over-year margins for the full year.